pornography that is as ubiquitous as it is damaging. There has to be a discussion about this.
Pornography is not a style or a genre, it's a business. The target customer is male.
To get their attention, I quoted one of the young people from the program.
Our young people imagining that what they see on a screen might be normal sexual behavior.
Little girls are trying to assuage the anxieties of their young boyfriends. They're desperate to have a full Brazilian aged 13.
And she said, now, I want to emphasize, these are not my words. She said,
pornography is part of the marketing of prostitution.
There has to be a discussion about this.
And a phrase they use, which is common coinage with young people, older people have a big problem with it. Some people are offended by it, others can take it.
Practically every woman made the little animal cries.
Lads magazines have now grown to be replaced with a pornography.
Pornography fetishizes the body.
In these discos, the young people, the young girls, are arranged around the wall doing a blowjob.
I'd say that got you the undivided attention of your congregation.
There has to be a discussion about this.
We need not commercial pornography, which exists to suck the money out of pockets of men, but an integration of carnality in the narrative of daily life.
There has to be a discussion about this.
Sex is as difficult as conversation.
Sexual behavior.
Intimacy.
What they see on the screen.
Pornography.
Damaging.
Carnality.
Lads magazines.
Pornography.
There has to be a discussion about this.
The target customer is male.
Hello?
Ward, bitch!
Janine, ward to you, bitch.
Are you getting down in ghetto town, you mad bitch? You're a gangster, do you know that? A gangster.
You're a gangster.
So, what's the story with you? How are you getting on? Did you find it all right?
Ah, yeah, grand. Sure, he met me off the plane. A couple of us flew in the same day.
And what's he like? Anton?
He's grand. English is shy. He's all curly toe, cowboy boots, little rat ponytail.
No way!
Yeah. Two phones and leather cases attached to his belt.
Oh, sexy.
Yeah, real sexy.
And where are you staying?
Oh, we're living above the club. No getting away from it.
How convenient.
Here, thank God for pennies though.
What do you mean?
Well, you should see the gear the rest of the girls have. Proper. Don't know how many of these went to dance school.
You won't be doing your stretches with them in the morning.
Ah, the only thing they'd be stretching is their knicker elastic, what?
Think of the money, honey. It'll be over in no time. Did he like your photos?
Yeah, he seemed to. He put them up outside. Said in a while I should get professional ones. Like, all the others are all done properly. Like, they're all lying on beds and all. Here, right, listen. I better go. I'm getting called.
Okay, look. Be cool, right, and call me. You gangster bitch. Let me know you're okay.
I will, I promise.
Right, go on.
Carmel speaking.
Carmel, it's Breed here.
Breed, how are you? I thought you'd be knee-deep in your edit, pulling an all-nighter.
Oh, God, no. I'm too long in the tooth to be pulling all-nighters.
How's it all going for you?
Great, actually, yeah. Today's filming went great, sticking to the schedule.
They're very good, the two of them. Sandra and Toby, their chemistry is great. Very real.
Oh, it's real, all right.
No.
You should see how long it takes getting her out of her trailer. Seemingly, he's always popping in to run lines.
Ah, now I hate hearing that. And his wife is so lovely. God, that's mad. Surprised I hadn't heard that already. The type of gossip usually trickles up to me here.
Well, the ADs are all about
and
it.
And I was only admiring his home and hello, and he's out
oh,
there.
Oh, you know, it takes two, Carmel.
Jesus, he never ceases to amaze me, huh? Actors. But look it. I'm sure you didn't call just to fill me in on the gossip. To what do I owe the pleasure, Breach?
Well, I've just come from a meeting with Sandra herself. I've just been checking in on how she's settling in. I had to chase him from the trailer.
Right.
Well, her management have some concerns about her costumes.
Right.
Well, you know we're shooting on the beach tomorrow with the rain.
Yes.
Well, they want her to wear a suit jacket open and a white shirt underneath.
But it's meant to be the middle of winter, isn't it? She'll be soaked through.
Yeah, and they think the bra she's been wearing is too big.
What do you mean?
That it's covering too much of her breasts.
Breach, when we went to Carriage Notes at the design meet, You were hell-bent on her being taken seriously as a detective.
I know, but the pressure's been put on. They want a bra lacy that goes just above her nipples so that when she bends over...
When she bends over the corpse.
Oh, the corpse. Jesus. Wait till you hear the notes I have to give makeup about the corpse.
Oh, look, it's whatever. Is it still to be raining?
Oh, yeah. Rain machine a go-go.
And the lads are still to be in their Max scarves and hats.
Yeah.
But she's in a wet t-shirt competition with her tits hanging out.
Just take the note, Carmel.
Oh, the note is taken.
Hello?
Who is this?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Who is this?
Excuse me?
You heard me. Who is this?
What do you mean, who is this? Who are you?
Tell me who you are.
You have no business phoning this number asking questions. Who the hell are you?
Oh, you know who I am.
Well, believe it or not, I have absolutely no idea who you are.
You've no idea who this number is?
What number?
This phone number.
What phone number?
What phone number? This phone number.
Yes, your number. It came up.
Then you know who I am.
I've just told you. I have absolutely no
idea. Listen, you stupid bitch.
I'm hanging up.
Don't dare hang up, you stupid...
I am hanging up.
You hang up and I
am hanging up.
You hang up and I will find you. And I will break into your whorehouse. And I will claw the skin off your ugly face.
I'm calling the police.
Go ahead.
Who are you?
You know who I am.
I've told you.
You know who I am. Mrs. Siobhan Walsh. Wife of Mr. Declan Walsh.
I don't know either of
those. Don't you lie to me,
you bitch. I am hanging up. You have the wrong number.
No. I have the right number. Do you know how I have the right number? Because all your slut messages and your slut pictures came from this phone.
What?
He is my husband. He may be a prick, but he is my husband.
What? Pictures.
The pictures of you at yourself.
War to you, bitch.
War to you, bitch.
Here, I wouldn't want to be holding my breath waiting on a phone call from you.
I know. Listen, I'm sorry. I haven't had a chance.
All I'm asking you to do is pick up the blower when you've some time off.
There is no time off and I'm knackered when the shift finishes. I'm working all the time.
Just on your break or something. Pick up the phone. I'm alive. And hang up. Anything. What do you mean you've had no time off?
Well, like... You dance for 15 minutes every hour. So you go down, do your dance, and you go back up again, wait round 3/4 hour, and you go down again.
Go down where?
It's like a boot, with windows all around it, with shutters on them.
No way.
Yeah, no, it's mad.
And what about getting a day off?
Oh, I think I have one next week.
Well, that'd be great, though. See all the wonders. Where are you? Belgium. See all the wonders that Belgium has to offer. Be able to get yourself some beautiful new treads with all your cashula.
Yeah, that's if they pay me.
What do you mean? Of course they're going to pay you.
Well, they've been saying they hold it. Like a deposit or something.
What do you mean, a deposit?
Shit, listen, I better go. I'm not meant to have a phone. Time to show them what I've got, what?
Come on. Shake that money maker, you mad gangster bitch.
But listen, Carmel, they want it to be a thin bra.
Oh, do they?
Basically, they want her nipples sticking up more.
Her nipples will be sticking up, all right. She'll be fucking freezing. Anything else?
Yeah. You know when she's at home going over her case files?
Yes.
Well, she's to be in small pants.
Trousers?
No, like panties.
Oh, Breach, who says panties?
The Yanks do. She's to wear panties, a G-string or something, and the white shirt. No bra. Shirt open most of the way.
Just sitting around reading her case files in her G-string.
Yeah.
Well, I never...
Oh, don't start. I have to ring makeup now and give them a few American notes.
Justine won't be too happy.
I know. I'm dreading it.
What's the note?
We're going to reshoot the morgue scenes. They were saying that some of the victims looked like they died wretched deaths.
They were raped and tortured.
Yeah, well, they want more of a passive face. They all look a bit terrified.
They look terrified because they died while being raped and tortured.
Well, they want them to look less terrified. You know, some of them have their mouths hanging open, etc. So they want them...
What? A little wry smile. God, I forgot how enjoyable rape could be.
Oh, don't start. It's been a long day.
One step forward, two steps back.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I thought the only time we'd be getting our tits out would be to burn our bras.
Yeah, well... Times have changed.
Haven't they?
What do you mean, at yourself? What pictures?
You know what pictures? You like looking at a married man's cock. Were you too busy looking at his penis not to notice the ring on his finger?
Your husband?
Yes, my husband. He's married, happily, with three children that he adores.
Why is your husband sending pictures of himself to this phone?
Don't give me that. The same reason
this
you're...
This isn't my phone.
What?
This isn't my phone.
Well, whose phone is it then? Put me onto whatever slut
phone. It's my daughter's phone.
What?
It's
my... Oh, my God.
And I can't put her on because she's in school.
Oh, my God.
Studying for fucking GCSEs.
Oh, my God.
So tell me, why is your husband sending pictures of his penis to my 15-year-old daughter? Did you hear what I just said?
15?
Yes, 15 years of age. Just gone 15 in December.
Oh, my God.
So tell me, why is your husband sending dirty fucking pictures to my baby?
Oh my.
What sort of sick fucker message is a child?
She doesn't look like a child.
What?
She looks about...
Well, she's not. She's 15, which means your husband is going to prison.
No, listen. He couldn't have known. He wouldn't.
Have they met? Have they met?
I think so.
What do you mean you think so?
There's other photos on this phone of the two of them together.
What type of photos?
You know what type.
Oh, my God. I am calling the police.
Hello?
Word to you, bitch.
Word to you, bitch.
How come you're not phoning me?
Oh, I can't figure out the dialing code. My mobile's not letting me do it.
It's 00353, then drop the zero.
Yeah, no, I know, but it just goes all weird. It's not reading me network or something.
Get one of those international cards.
I haven't had a chance.
Just go to shop. Have you had a day off yet?
No.
You've been there 4 weeks, Casey. They have to give you a day off.
Yeah, I know. It's not that simple. It's hard to find the right person to talk to. It's grand, though. Saucy spending.
Fuck that. That's not on.
Yeah, I know.
You said you'd ring me every couple of days and let me know you're okay.
Yeah, I know, Janine. It's not my fault. Don't be annoyed at me.
I'm not annoyed at you.
I know.
What's wrong?
It's mad here, Janine.
What do you mean?
It's not like I expected.
How?
I don't know. I don't know what I expected. Well, it's not really dancing. Well, it is, but like some of them don't even dance. They can't dance. They earn a fortune, though. Out of their heads as well.
Well, what are they doing if they're not dancing? Are you dancing?
Of course I'm dancing. Wouldn't be able to not, you know me. But the lads don't give a shit. The shutters go down, like I'd be sitting there picking me nose and they wouldn't care. They'd still be having a wank.
Do they actually get their mickeys out?
Yeah, so you can see their jizz hitting the window.
Do you be breaking her shite laughing?
Well, the shutters usually go back up. Yeah, I do be rolling around.
And what do you mean they'd be out of their heads?
The other girls, they're all coked up.
Fucking gangster bitches!
Yeah, and they do be doing dildo dances and everything.
What's a dildo dance?
Shut up, Janine, you know what a dildo dance is.
Shut up.
Yeah, I know, mental. They get paid extra for doing it. They asked me to, but I said no. Kept going on about all the customers wanting it. Your man Anton got real angry, but... Girls, to be all, why do you work so hard? No need for a crazy dance and just lie there.
Jesus, Casey.
I know, it's mental. I wish you were here with me. We'd have a laugh. The others are... Oh, the ring is just shy.
Is there no one there for you to buzz with?
There was an English girl, but she got caught shooting up and she was gone.
What's that?
Nothing, shit, look, I better go.
Casey, Casey!
Miss Kent, Deirdre Bradshaw, Daily Mail.
Oh?
Were you surprised at the news today?
What news?
You haven't spoken to Rev Studios management.
What news? What are you talking about?
The news that your time in afternoon today is coming to an end.
What?
Are you saying you didn't know anything about this?
About what?
Our sources have informed us that your contract has been terminated on afternoon today.
Your sources? Who are you?
Like I said, Deirdre Bradshaw...
I have no idea what you're talking about, Deirdre. The Daily Mail. The bloody Daily Mail. Hello?
Hey!
Hey, what's up? How come you're calling this late? What time are you there?
It's only 1:30.
Oh, it feels like it will be much later for you. It's weird.
What's weird? The time difference? I'm 5 hours behind you. I'm always 5 hours behind. That never changes. I know it's hard.
Oh, just shut up.
What? It's 11 a.m. here? But what time is it in LA?
Oh, don't start.
What? It's not morning everywhere?
Oh, shut up. Do you want to speak to him before I hang up on you?
Well, wait, actually, I need to speak
Josh? Josh, come on, your mum's on the phone.
No, listen, Denise.
Josh, turn that hose off. He's out there making mud pies. It's so cute.
Denise, it's okay.
Josh, get in here.
Denise, leave him be. I'll talk to him later. I need to talk to you, though.
Why? What's wrong?
No, nothing's wrong. It's just this weekend.
I don't say you're not coming home.
Denise, listen, I can't come home because something amazing is happening.
Something amazing is happening? Yeah, something amazing is happening. His birthday is happening. I knew you'd pull something. Do you know how much he's been talking about with his mum being here? My mum's going to be here and I'm going to eat cake. That's it. Like, that's all that's come out of that child's mouth for weeks.
Denise, now listen.
No, you listen. We have a calendar hung up and every morning we mark off the days until his birthday and his wonderful, amazing mother comes home. It's like something out of a Disney movie.
I'm sorry, but I can't miss this opportunity. I've been asked to film that weekend with a really great director.
Yeah, and?
And if I do this, I'm set. I get my own videos with my name on them, websites, the whole shag and lot, Denise. This is what I'm doing it for. I can get up to $4,000 for this weekend alone.
No. Do you know what, Caitlin? This isn't on. I'm putting my foot down. You're going to have to come back.
You're putting your foot down?
Yeah, I'm putting my foot down. It's his birthday. You should be here looking after him.
Oh, yeah? What's going to happen then, Denise? The three of us going to sit around eating bleeding mud pies? $4,000 for one weekend. I can't pass it up. It's part of my contract.
Fucked your contract.
You know I can't.
Well, it's about the only thing you haven't fucked.
You're very clever. Did you cope with that all by yourself?
I saw one of your videos.
Denise, I told you.
I couldn't help it. I googled it when you told me your new name.
Hiya, Mom.
Hiya, love. I have that here for you. Have you got a pen?
Yeah, all set. Thanks for doing this, Mum.
It's no problem. You're to pay it back, though. Your father will be asking for it.
I told you I was going to pay it back at my first pay. If I wait, the flights will go up.
Because you didn't the last time.
That's because I wasn't working.
And for some reason, he's not noticed that. But twice in a row, he may be crazy, but he's not stupid.
Mum, I told you I'm going to pay it back. But if I miss this flight sale, I won't be able to go and the girls are all booked.
And is your work okay with you taking holidays so soon?
Yeah, I told them when I got it that I'd something booked.
But you hadn't anything booked.
No.
Oh, you know I can't stand lies, Sarah. And you definitely have permission to go. They'll hold the job for you when you get back.
Mum, I work freelance. I can do what I like. They don't care.
They don't care whether you work or not.
Mum, will you just read out the card numbers? I'm meant to be working now.
And why didn't you say? And they don't mind you organising this during work hours.
No, Mum, they don't care.
What type of a...
Mum!
Okay, hang on. Oh, Jesus, I can't read. I'm going to have to get my glasses. Where are my shagging glasses?
Oh, you're joking me. Does Dad have them?
Well, if he does, they're gone. Painted, purple and planted in the back garden. Oh, he's getting worse by the day, Sarah. Do you know...
Mum, the card. I need the card numbers. We can look for your glasses, please.
Excuse me, French. I can't see them. I'll have to call you back. Listen, go on. Hang up and I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Okay, go on. Bye.
Hello?
All right, word to you, you gangster bitch!
Casey, what the fuck? It's about time you rang me.
I know, don't be shouting, I love you. How are you? How's Dublin? Dublin town where the girls are so pretty. Come on, gangster.
What's wrong with you? Where are you?
I am in France, parlez-vous, mon petit peu, I think.
What are you doing in France?
Oh, we moved under cover of night, top secret shit in the back of a van.
Where in France?
I don't know. I don't need to know. I am on a strictly need to know basis.
Are you high?
Yeah, I'm fucking high. We're living like Colombians up in here. I love you, baby. You love her here. Easiest money I'll ever make. Why don't you come over to me? You don't even have to dance. You just give the customers what they want.
Denise, I told you not to watch the films. That's why I told you my new name, so you could avoid them. I knew you'd only get upset.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, I knew you were having sex.
Fuck off, Denise. What did you Google it on? The laptop I bought you from doing this? And where were you sitting? In the house that I pay rent on, out of the money I get from doing this?
I pay my share.
You pay a very minute share.
I mind your child.
Which I pay you to do. I get paid, you get paid. It's business.
Business, is it?
How many videos have you made?
Christ, Denise, I don't know. I don't know what scenes get put into what videos, compilations, or just put online. Whatever.
How often do you shoot?
About 3-4 times a week.
How many different guys?
Denise.
Because the one I saw had you with 4 guys. And if you're doing 4 shoots a week...
They're all tested. I told you that before. We're all tested.
Are you not? Because it looked like you were in pain.
Look, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but I like it.
You like 4 guys?
Yeah, I like it. They're nice, professional guys, and the money's great.
But one of them spat in your mouth.
It's all part of the act.
If somebody spat in my mouth, I'd stab them in the eye.
Guys like it. It sells.
I never knew anybody who liked spitting in girls' mouths.
It's an act.
Nah, I know acting.
Oh, you know acting now? Study acting, did you?
I know when my sister's in pain. And you were in pain when that guy was pulling your hair, and at the same time that other guy was spitting in your mouth and sticking his fingers down your throat and slapping your face, you were in pain.
I wasn't. It's an act.
It wasn't an act. You looked like you were going to choke or get sick.
It's all part of it.
I hated watching it.
Then don't. I'm sorry about this weekend. I'll explain to Josh. I'm sorry.
I know. 4 grand.
Money makes the world go round, Denise.
Wait, what? The world goes round?
That's my girl. I love you.
I love you too. Just be safe.
I am.
Hang on, I'll get him. Josh, come on, your mum's on the phone.
Carol, Jim Edge's Daily Sport. You've been traded in for a younger model. Any comment?
The Daily Sport? Fuck off.
Hey, Mum, did you find your glasses? Did you have to go out of the garden? Look, I really appreciate this.
Incoming customer for X-rated chat.
Hello?
Hey there, big boy.
Hey.
What's your name?
What?
What's your name, big boy?
Mark.
Oh, hey, Mark. Good to talk to you. Would you like to know my name?
Yeah.
Well, my name is Sabrina. Would you like to know what I look like, Mark?
Yeah.
Well, I'm tall. About 5'10". I've got long, wavy, blonde hair.
I like black hair. Tied back in a pony.
Oh, sorry. Did I say blonde? Silly me. I changed my hair colour a few days ago. Forgot. Right, now I've got long, shiny black hair. Tied back in a ponytail. Scraped right back off my face.
Yeah.
Would you like to know what I'm wearing, Mark?
Yeah.
Well, I'm wearing a little pair of red lacy panties, Mark, and a red lacy bra that's pushing my tits up together. Did I mention the size of my tits, Mark?
No.
Well, my tits are really big.
Yeah. You're to be wearing a black rubber G-string and you're not to be wearing a bra.
Oh, okay, Mark. A little tight rubber G-string, just sitting in between the cheeks of my ass and around the front, just a small triangle of shiny black rubber. Covering my shaving.
You're not shaved completely.
Of course I'm not. I like to leave a little landing strip. You like that?
Yeah.
And I'm not wearing a bra, so you can see my big brown nipples sticking right up. They're nice and hard.
They're pierced.
Oh, yes, they are.
And you're to be wearing long rubber gloves. Black rubber gloves right up to your elbows.
Right up to my elbows.
There is a call waiting for you on the other line.
Shiny, skin-tight rubber right up to my elbows. Let me just pull them so they're totally stretched. Hello?
Hiya, love. You'll never guess where I found the glasses.
Oh, listen, Mum, I can't really talk right now.
You can't talk. Well, you're going to have to. Myself and your father are about to head out. Dog's on the lead.
I can't right now. Oh, the rubber is so tight. This has me so turned on. Think I'm going to pull on my nipple rings, Mark. Would you like that? Start tugging on my nipple rings.
Well, it's now or never, because we're going up to Alice's. We haven't been there in a while.
Okay, Mum, but could you just be quick? Just call out
quick. The number. We're not a cash machine, Sarah.
Oh, it feels so good. My hands inside the shiny black rubber, squeezing my big tits.
No, they're not big. They're small. Small little tits.
Yeah. Yeah, squeezing my little small tits, pulling on my nipple rings. Do you know what I'm going to do, Mark? I'm going to bend over. Bend right over so you can see the string of that G-string right in between the lips of my... Mom, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just working. Sorry, Mark. What was that? The line went, you don't want me to bend over.
No, I want to bend over.
This is Casey's phone. K-A-C-E-Y. Because I got it. Gotta do something more important to talk to you right now. Leave a message, bitches.
Hello, Carl Kent speaking.
Miss Kent, will you be attending the studio's press conference this afternoon?
What the hell is going on? What are you talking about?
Rev Studios are holding a press conference to announce a new presenter in afternoon today.
Where did you hear this?
Our Ents editor CC'd on the email from the studio. Are you saying you knew nothing about this?
What paper are you with?
The Times.
Fuck.
Sorry, Mark. The line went. Ma'am, yes, not being rude. Love you. Very grateful. It's the visa, is it?
Well, of course it's the visa. I'm not about to call out the code on my library card.
Sorry, ma'am. What's that? This line. Oh, you're going to bend over. Yes, you do that, Mark. You bend right over. Bend over and try to touch your toes, Mark. But you know what, Mark? Having you bend over like that, seeing your ass in the air like that, do you know what I want to do, Mark? I want to spank that ass, Mark. Spank it nice and hard. Would you like me to do that? Okay, hang on. Sorry,
hello,
Mom.
Hello, can you hear me? I thought you'd gone there. I thought, well, she can't be that desperate for the money.
No, no, Mom, I am desperate for the money. Okay, so the first number is?
Okay, 5439.
5439. Okay, Mark, get ready. I'm going to spank the palm of my hand off the cheek of your ass. And one. Sorry, Mom, so 5439?
Yeah, that's the first lot. And then it's 6483.
6483. Do you know what, Mark? I think you've been a bad, bad boy. Have you been a bad boy, Mark?
Yeah.
Yes, you have been, Mark, a very bad boy. I think you deserve to be spanked for a second time. Here we go, Mark. Get ready. 6438?
No, no, you're not listening. God, this bloody phone. 6483.
5439, 6483.
Yeah, 8829.
8829.
4242.
And two. Take it, Mark. How bold have you been?
Really bold.
5439-6483-8829-4242?
Yeah, that's it, love.
And the expiry?
Yeah. Oh, God, the light is desperate in this hall.
Yes, Mark, you've been a very, very bold boy. I'm going to have to keep spanking you, haven't I?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, you're going to have to keep spanking me.
Do you know which number it is, Mom? Have you got it there?
Yeah, 0716. What's that now? January, February, March...
That's right, Mark, but I want you to beg me to spank you. Beg me to keep spanking you, you bold boy.
Please, please keep spanking me. I've been a really bold boy.
Keep begging, Mark.
Hello? Hello? Hello, Casey? Casey, is that you? I don't recognise this number. Casey, is that you? Casey, is that you? I'm hanging up.
It was me.
Casey, what the fuck is going on? Where are you? Where's your phone? I keep trying it, but it just goes to message. Casey, what's going on? I'm really worried about you. Where are you?
I don't know. I don't like it.
You have to come home, Casey. Just come home.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't? Where are you?
I don't know. I don't like it. No more dancing.
Don't like what? Casey, what are you doing? You're scaring me.
You're scared. I don't know where I am.
Casey, Casey, whose phone is this?
It's the last lad's. Fell out when he put his trousers back on. Well, I remembered your number. Yours is the only number. I don't like it. Can you come and get me, Janine? Come and get me, gangster bitch.
Where are you, Casey, and I'll come. I don't know where you are, Casey. Look, I'll come. Just keep your phone charged, Casey, okay? Just find out where you are.
I don't know.
Casey, Casey, Casey.
Hello, Ricky Bradley.
Ricky, it's Carol.
Carol, Jesus, hi, I've been trying to get to you. Have you spoken to anybody today?
Only 3 different journalists over 5 minutes. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, I got an email from the studio.
Saying what?
Saying that you're gonna be replaced. Look, I'm having legal look-ins.
I have 2 seasons left on this contract. They can't just terminate me like that.
Well, they seem pretty adamant they can.
Well, I'm pretty fucking adamant they can't.
Look, Carol, it's...
I can't believe this. They sent you an email. Why is no one calling me? An email?
Listen, Carol...
I was only in the studio yesterday and no one said a dicky bird to me then.
Carol, there's...
What does the email say?
What?
The email. What does it say, exactly?
After much debate...
Debate...
After much debate, the management at Rev Studios feel it is time to terminate our contract with Carol Kent. We are very grateful to her for all the hard work and commitment she brought to the production and thank her for her time with us.
And?
And that's it.
Signed by who?
The whole board.
Is this a hoax, Ricky? Is this some sort of Ant and Dec scam?
No.
Oh, God. I'm phoning Jeffrey.
There's no point. I've already phoned his number. Joanne answered. Said she'd been instructed not to transfer any calls to him for the next 2 days. He's at the lakes.
Avoiding me? He can't avoid me. He's my director. And what about Stephen?
I can't get any of them. They're closing ranks.
But why?
They're moving in a different direction. It's nothing personal.
Nothing personal? I've just taken out a second mortgage to extend. They all know this. Nothing personal? After 15 years... I went to their bloody children's weddings. I'd listened to Stephen go on and on after the divorce. Nothing personal.
It's not the end of the world, Carol. We'll find you something.
Ricky, I've got a fucking JCB in my garden. Half of my house is demolished and the slowest builders on the planet are coming back here on Tuesday to make more tea and stand around scratching their asses. And you're telling me it's not the end of the world? I'm going to lose my house, Ricky. Oh, God. What's Jim saying?
I don't know.
Are they getting rid of him?
No.
So they're only getting rid of one half of the team that won them a BAFTA?
Yes.
Younger model.
What?
Younger model. The Daily Sport. Daily Sport, Ricky, said something about me being traded in for a younger model.
Oh.
Oh? What do you mean, oh?
Well, they've hired your replacement already.
Who?
Vanessa Tomkinson.
Who?
Vanessa Tomkinson from that show Always London.
What, is it Always
London? Carol, it's a reality TV show. Vanessa Tomkinson, Vanessa...
I don't know any of these people.
You do know her. She's been all over the papers. She gave that boxer a blowjob and I'm a celebrity.
A blowjob? I'm being replaced after 15 years by someone who gave a blowjob on national TV. I have a master's, a BAFTA, and they're replacing me with a blowjob. I can't believe it, Ricky. I really, really can't. What am I going to do?
Look, we'll put a plan of action into place. What's your top 10 programmes and I'll start ringing round?
Half of my house is gone. It's in a skip. How am I going to pay for this? Oh, and they're really keeping on Jim. Oh, Jesus, Ricky. He's 8 years older than me.
I know.
They're sticking the silver fox with the
Vanessix.
Oh, the old queen will be disgusted. He'll have to pretend to look at her tits. Who's going to finish his sentences now when the auto cue goes too fast?
I think she'll be okay.
What do you mean? Why would you think she'll be okay?
What? Pardon?
You said you think she'll be okay. Why would you think that? She could be illiterate, for all you know.
Well, she's not. She's actually quite smart.
Smart? Huh. How do you know she's smart?
Delay 2016.
Great, and the security code at the back?
Are you sure this is a legitimate website, Sarah? I don't like calling out all these details, and then you just sending them off to a scam. Do you remember the time when...
Oh, please. Please keep spanking me. I'm begging you. I've been such a bold boy.
You have been such a bold boy, Mark. But you know what? I'm going to get my riding crop.
And their whole account was wiped.
It's Ryanair, Mum!
Oh, those bastards. You know, they ruined Lisa's holiday.
Yes, Mark, I think the riding crop is exactly what's needed for a bold boy like you. I can see my hand has left a nice red mark on the cheeks of your ass. So I know my riding crop will leave nice, sharp ridges on you as I lash its leather against you.
What is going on with your phone?
Don't know, it must be the signal.
But this is a landline.
Yeah, I know, weird. The security code, ma'am. Dad must be waiting ages now to go on that walk.
604.
604?
Do you want to call the whole thing out to me?
No, I think I have it.
Okay, love, I have to go. Okay, bye.
Are you ready for me in my leather riding crop, Mark?
Yeah.
Tell me how ready you are.
I am ready. I'm bending over and I'm ready. I'm ready for your riding crop.
Say please.
Please.
Say please whip my ass with your leather riding crop.
Please whip my ass with your leather riding crop.
I'm going to lash it nice and hard against you. Are you sure you're ready?
Oh, please. I am so ready. I'm bending over, touching my toes. My ass is in the air. And I've been a really bad boy. I am ready. Please.
Hello, Mark? Hello? Hello? Oh, Mark. Welcome back, you bold, bold boy. Were you keeping me waiting, Mark? I'm standing here in my rubber G-string, my hair tied back in a pony, just pulling on my nipple rings with my riding crop between my teeth, waiting for you to come back. But you're back now, you bold boy. So bend over and let me see that ass. I'm gonna whip that ass, Mark. I'm gonna whip that ass so hard you won't be able to sit down for days.
Sarah!
Jesus, Mom!
I have never in my life heard such... Who are you?
Shit, Mom, look, I...
What in hell's name were you?
Must have been a cross line or something.
That was no cross line. What were you? What in hell's name were you doing?
I wasn't doing anything, Mom. It's not what you think. I was just talking. Look, I've been meaning to tell you.
Just talking? You were doing more than talking.
Mom!
Wait a minute. Talking? Were you just having phone sex?
Kind of. Mom, listen,
oh,
I...
Jesus. Sweet suffering. Do you mean to tell me that I just heard you masturbate?
No! I was... Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, you just heard me masturbate.
This is Casey's phone. K-A-C-E-Y. Because I got it. Got to do something more important to talk to you right now. Leave a message, bitches.
Casey. I don't even know if you have your phone anymore. Casey, don't forget me number. 082-774-4338, okay? 082-774-4338. Casey, I'm going to go to the police, okay? I know you'll hate that, but I have to. I'm sorry, Casey.
I said, how do you know she's smart?
She's on my books too.
What?
I represent her. She's been on my books since the jungle.
Jesus!
Look, Carol, I didn't know this would happen. How could I? But when she did that thing in the jungle...
A blowjob, Ricky. On live TV? I mean, what was it? Part of the Bush Tucker challenge?
Well, whatever it was, Carol, it was genius. The mother in representing her and couldn't handle the press interest, so I took over. I didn't know this would happen, I swear.
But you brokered the deal.
Yes.
And told me nothing.
Yes, I had to sign a confidentiality agreement. I knew you'd go ballistic. I'm sorry.
Okay. My top 10.
Yes, and I'll start phoning immediately.
They'll take the house off me.
I won't let that happen. Now, come on. Top 10.
Oh, I can't think.
Loose women.
Christ, Ricky! Oh, there's no point. Nobody's going to want me. What about a payment to send me on my way?
There's been no mention, but I do have legal looking into it.
Get legal to look into it. Brilliant. Legal are obviously all over it. Thank fuck you have legal. Where the hell were legal when my contract was renewed 2 years ago?
Carol, listen.
Don't you shush me. Answer me. Where were your hotshot legal team when the ironclad contract was drawn up? Did they miss the blowjob clause? Did they?
Carol, I know you're upset.
How do you? How did you decipher that? What about my demeanour gave that away? Oh, Christ, I'm going to lose everything. Oh, God. I'm going to have to do it, aren't I?
Do what?
Our plan that we came up with that night at Terry's retirement. Oh, what did we call it? The last chance dance plan.
We were only fooling around.
I wasn't. I went for a consultation. Asked them to give me a quote for the works. Company called New Tomorrow. I had more lines drawn on me than the tube map.
Jesus, Carol.
Oh, don't be a prissy, Ricky. I'm the one doing it. Facelift. Fix my heavy eyelids. Get rid of my jowls. The double chin. Liposuction will get rid of a lot of the fat under my arms. Belly, bum, thighs, and then further surgery to lose the remaining skin. Botox, dermabrasion, brow lift. It's thousands of pounds worth of procedures and they'll give it to me for nothing. In fact, they'll pay me.
Jesus, Carol.
Oh, fuck it, Ricky. Man up.
No. I think it's genius. You get the treatments done, then do the rounds of the magazines who also pay you for full articles, do the interview rounds on TV, become an ambassador for New Tomorrow, write a fucking book about the new you, whatever. Grab the cash and relaunch yourself, fresh as a daisy. Look, it's the only way to keep you in the public eye. We do a before series of interviews on your fears about surgery, then we do a reality TV thing where we follow you into surgery and watch your recovery, and then a whole slew of stuff on the big reveal and how your life's improved. Workout videos, diet books, Jesus, Carol. It could be the best thing that ever happened to you.
It's a lot of surgery.
I know.
I'm petrified of hospitals and needles.
I know.
I've got a PAFTA. Fucking master's. A doctorate.
I know.
And I thought I was the smart one. But she's a genius. A blowjob. Now, that is smart.
What do you want me to do?
Call them.
And who is this Mark fella?
Jesus, mammy, he's nobody.
Oh, you're having phone sex with nobody?
No, it's...
I don't even know him, but you're able to tell him exactly what you're going to do to him. And believe me, I have never heard the likes of it. I didn't realise that you were so... aggressive.
Oh, mum, no, it's not like that.
What's it like?
Oh, mum.
And you know what the worst of it is, Sarah?
No.
You have your nipples pierced.
This is Casey's phone. K-A-C-E-Y. Because I got it. Got to do something more important to talk to you right now. Leave a message, bitches.
Casey? Casey, are you there? Where are you, Casey?